you guys have only played a few shows.
Yep.
You're about to release a debut EP, which comes out next week.
Yep, on the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm kind of, you know, curious, and as we do for any kind of young band from Sydney, where does it all begin? What made you want to get together to start making and creating a new wave of music?
Well, Sarah and I, well, it's the internet, really.
Well, I seen Matthew walking past in the street, and I just thought, wow, that man would make some good music.
Yeah. And there we are. No, that was a lie. Okay.
When I seen him, I wanted to stop the music. No,
it's because of the majesty of the internet.
Okay.
I was just, yeah, interested in starting a new blues rock band,
mm-hmm.
and we just met on BandMix, wasn't it? I just sent Sarah a message.
Is it not Tinder, no?
Man, you're full of jokes tonight.
Sorry.
There's something about Thursday night, you're full of jokes.
I'm joking.
Yeah, so it was like last August. So it's been about a year that we've known each other.
Okay.
Yeah, it was before I came out here. I came out to Australia and I wanted to still do music. And before I came out, I went on BandMix, was it?
Yeah.
And then we got talking to Matthew and we said we were going to meet whenever I came out. And
so coming to Australia, what was, I guess, the live scene like compared to your hometown?
Well, I was living in Manchester, so okay. I was in a band there and I was gigging. You know, it was quite good in Manchester. To be honest, I didn't really get into the live gigging scene until I met Matthew and he showed me a few gigs and we went to a few gigs in Newtown and it was pretty good. Like, Newtown, cool. That sort of area, you know, it's got a lot going on.
But you've been in multiple scenes as well, I guess, because you were in the US for a while.
Yeah, in San Francisco, but at that time I wasn't as much into bands as I was now. So.
Okay. Was it a change of genre that triggered your interest? Was it watching bands that triggered wanting you to get into the live scene?
Well, I've always been like big fan of Pearl Jam and,
cool.
you know, Chris Cornell, all that kind of grungy music. And I just listened to that a lot. And then, yeah, I just thought.
You're a big fan of the 90s.
Yeah, big fan of the 90s.
I think the 90s has been hands down the best decade since the 70s.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just kind of met up and we were writing music for a while, and then we met up with Brendan, I think, in March.
Yep.
So we had the EP that's coming out, we kind of had that all kind of fully formed.
Okay.
Before we had a drummer, so we're just jamming, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brendan was about March that we started doing that. So it's all come together really quickly, to be honest.
So, Sarah, you sing for Widower, and Matt, yes. you play guitar.
Yep.
Yep.
Has it ever been a mixture of the two at the same time? Like, do you both contribute to vocals? Do you both play guitar? Like, what's the kind of band dynamic that you're working off for this release?
I think that with the writing that we've done, it's been really collaborative. So
yeah.
The songs have been written, each person writes their component and they kind of have ownership of that sphere. Brendan
okay.
writes all the drums.
Yeah.
The songs start by me sort of writing the guitar part. I'll show it to Sarah and she'll write the melodies and the lyrics. And then Brendan will put the drums together. So it's kind of been, I think, really collaborative. What do you think?
Well, that's what he told us to say before I came here tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually the boss.
I'm a bit afraid to say anything different. No. No, it is like, guys, like, he'll show me a melody, or he'll show me a riff on the guitar, and then we'll come up with a melody. We'll talk about the structure of a song. It's
okay.
very relaxed, very easygoing, and I just feel like that's really nice. It feels like
awesome.
Natural, and it feels, you know, I can say it. Suggestions to him, he can give me suggestions, and
yeah.
Brendan as well. It's just very easy.
Excellent.
It is easy going, and yeah, I think that you kind of, we all have suggestions, but ultimately whoever is in charge of that domain, I guess, is the person who makes the call on what it is.
Nifty.
But it's been so easy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been good.
Awesome.
Been getting on really well.
So was the idea to always have a three-piece? Because I know, Matt, you play in another three-piece called Grayscale. Did you ever want to expand it into just having more than three members, or has three always been the magic number for you?
That's a great question. I have been, my favorite band is the White Stripes.
Okay.
And so I've always wanted to play in a band which is kind of musically a two-piece,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, what this is. At the moment, I mean, Sarah can play guitar. She's being a bit modest.
I can play a few chords.
But perhaps in the future,
G-A-C.
That's all you need. That's fine. There's a song there. Yeah, maybe in the future, Sarah will play some guitars as well. But I really wanted to have the challenge of playing musically in a two-piece where there's just, if there's a guitar part, it's up to me.
Okay.
And I found that it's really made the writing more challenging than, I guess, with Grayscale, because Luke is such an amazing guitarist as well. And we have these complementary guitar parts. But this has been, being able to do this has been a real challenge for me that I've really enjoyed. Because, yeah, I just love the dynamic of the White Stripes and the fluidity as well. They're so, if you see their live performances, it's so spontaneous, and because it's as simple as it can possibly be, and you're still a band. So there's something quite attractive about that for me.
Because I always thought maybe it was just how, you know, if you're playing blues music, you have to be as stripped back as possible, as bare bones, in order to, I guess, push the blues onto somebody else.
I think that's kind of hitting on one of the reasons why I love the blues so much.
Okay.
And it's kind of, for me, it's the rawest form of music. And yeah, it's harkening back to that kind of simplicity where it was sort of one person and a guitar in the, not quite inception, but the 1920s. That kind of started, you know, one person and a guitar against the world, and there's no instrumentation in the way between their expression and you as the listener.
But they all had, you know, names like Sleepy Two-Fingered McCall.
I'm not sure. I have never heard of Sleepy Two-Fingered McCall. But yeah. Blind Willie McTell, Lightning Hopkins. They have cooler names than us, I guess.
I haven't got a clue, but I just sing. Just making ballets up. I don't know what kind of music it is.
I think...
No, but like, I don't think like, oh, I want this to be blues. I want this to... It's just like, oh, that's a riff. And
so for you, it comes from the heart just more so than anything.
I had to ask him what kind of music we
play. So you're more blues than what Matt is, because Matt's trying to figure out what blues is.
He thinks of it as
too hard. Too hard.
Okay.
Someone told me tonight that they thought we sounded like groovy grunge.
Groovy grunge?
Okay.
I'll take that and write. Yeah, maybe we've created a genre.
They keep pushing, but are they listening? What are they wanting? I keep on giving, they keep on...
There is some pretty fat guitar tones, and kind of like the first thing I thought of was like the Dead Weather.
Yes, yeah.
Cool.
I love the Dead Weather. And I guess I was one of the reasons why I'd love to work with a female vocalist, because Alison Mossart is so good. So I guess it's kind of been like combining the simplicity of the White Stripes with the sounds of the Dead Weather.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you nailed it with the guitar tones. I actually was watching on their YouTube video for their latest album, Dodge and Burn. They had like a bit of a video with each of the people. And Dean Fertitta, who's the guitarist, who's also the guitarist in Queens of the Stone Age, he was going through the pedals that he used. And so all the pedals that we used on this recording is the one that he uses as well. The octave pedal that he uses.
Cool.
So
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of... I really love that sound.
Do you ever get the chance to, yourself as a group, do what blues artists do, and that is like improvise a fair bit of your on-stage musical output?
Not yet.
We haven't got a chance. We've done one gig.
Only done one gig.
Open mic, we had 25 minutes, so there wasn't much time for improvising then, was it?
No, I would love for that to be
a
thing.
Yeah, I think that would happen, though. I think that would definitely happen.
Cool. You did work with a fairly well-known local producer here in Sydney.
Ryan.
Producer and engineer, Ryan K. Brennan, RKB for those in the know. So what was it like working with Ryan? Because he's done a lot, you know?
Yeah, he was really good to work with him. He was easy going, but then he would give his input when he needed to.
Cool.
And it was just, again, it was just a really nice experience. And yeah, it was really good work with him.
Yeah, I think he had a real good balance between, like, we're getting stuff done and we're doing it by now, but also being able to experiment as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because suggestions.
Yeah, he did give a suggestion, didn't he? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of rigid in my ways, and I didn't want to, because I play my Telecaster, and I was kind of against playing other instruments. But he twisted my arm, and he actually had this really cool, in the studio at Deaf Wolf where I recorded, he had this really cool Tesco guitar from the 1970s. That was pretty fun.
We did some really cool things with that.
They just have these super hot pickups, and so I played some of the lead with that, and also he had this suggestion that Sarah sings into the... You just sang into the guitar.
Yeah,
right?
It felt a bit strange, but I did it. It was weird, like, pulling the guitar after your face and singing into it, but...
Was it just
it
one song?
It sounded really good. Yeah.
I think it was just one song. On pressure. Harkening back to the idea of simplicity, I'm so kind of against that.
Yeah.
But I can totally see how the studio can be like an instrument. There's so much stuff that we could play with, like Ryan's bag of fun.
Oh, yeah, I agree, fun. percussion. I didn't play any on the tracks, but I sat there all day just playing.
Yeah, Ryan
it was like
has
a crash in the corner for me to play the
mice.
Yeah. Just to keep you distracted.
Yeah, but he says that he's set in his ways, but he's, you know Matthew, you can easily like ask him to do something.
Yeah, he had this bag of percussion that I think the story he was telling us, it's like he gets that as presents. Like,
yeah,
that's
his mom
what he
gets
wants.
Wow. For Christmas. It's awesome.
Yeah, nice, he nice. Instead of getting something he's not going to use, it's like a new kind of percussion. So he had this like bag of toys that we're gonna he got out and we're playing with.
Cool. You do have your launch coming up next week on Wednesday night over at the Record Crate in Glebe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the Fossix and the Clits.
The Clits?
With a K.
Yeah.
So
and a Z.
Once Zed. So once that gig, that launch is done, what are the plans for Widower for the rest of what could possibly be your existence?
I'm going back to Ireland.
Wow. Broke my heart on live radio. we're going to try and gig as much as possible. As
cool.
I said, we're just really starting. We've only done one.
Yeah, we want to gig so as far. Much as we can, get to many different places as we can, see as many different people. So.
We've written, there's a song, one song in the set that is brand new, and we've got loads of other. So I'd like to get back in the studio, maybe March, to work on hopefully what will become an album.
Yeah,
sweet.
The new song's
so
really good. Like, we want to. It's like, oh, I wish that was in the EP.
We got loads more to record. So we'll have to. I actually sent Ryan a Facebook message today.
Excellent.
Saying, have fun in the UK.
Yep.
When you get back, we'll try and sort something out and we'll start some more recordings.
Hot dog. We are going to hear an acoustic version of When You Were Tuned. Any kind of, I guess, insights as to what the song is that you'll be performing in the studio?
Sure, yeah. This one is called If You Only Knew. This is the first one.
This is the first one that we wrote together.
That we ever did.
Yeah. Okay.
That's from a year ago.
And I guess what you're going to hear is pretty much very similar to how it all started.
Cool.
Just us
cool.
sitting down, one guitar and Sarah singing and that's it.
Do you think your music translates well from the electric realm into the acoustic realm?
We'll see in 4 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it can.
I think so.
I think every song can. I think every song you can change into acoustic. You just have to change it up a bit.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think some of the songs may be difficult because they twisted my arms and I used the pedals and cool stuff, but this one...
Well, you need to just sort that out. And you need to be ready to play acoustic.
Well, on that note...
we'll
got to work on it.
Live here in the studio. You're in the band next door here on 2SCR.
Thank you. loving and gentle, she knew she'd do a spot for you.